Welcome to Authentically Moms. I'm Jacqueline.
I'm Sujatha, and nothing's off limits, and we keep it real.
I'm so tired.
I bet you are. No, just kidding. Well, I'm tired also. Struggling here. This is my second cup of mushroom coffee.
Oh, well, I had a stop at Starbucks after drop off because I just couldn't. I couldn't really function. I needed, and I had to get egg bites too.
Oh, you always like?
No, I don't. I normally don't get breakfast.
Really?
Yeah.
Oof, if the egg whites are, if I'm making a Starbucks, I'm having in the morning. I'll have egg bites.
Really?
Yes, but I that's hardly ever. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Oh. What happened?
Nothing. I don't know. we went out last night. We celebrated. We're having a great year.
An amazing 2025 was going to be.
Yeah. I remember I felt it in my bones.
I did too.
And like, we are killing it.
We are doing so good. It's almost like it's.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. Like, yeah. I'm just like writing it, you know?
Yeah. I'm really excited, and our husbands are super excited for us.
They are.
So I want to thank you for listening.
yes.
Being a part of our mom tribe or girlfriend tribe.
Yes. And all the support.
Yeah.
Like, I run into everybody and they're like, oh, we follow you. It's like, it's cool. You know
what I'm saying? Yeah.
We're definitely the cool moms.
I think we had I don't know why, because last time we went there, I had like 3 spicy margaritas and I was fine. Not that I was fine, but we ended up drinking like 4 because we sat at the bar later, right?
Yes.
And yesterday, you were struggling to finish your second.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
I was struggling so bad. I think I poured
So then you gave me, yes.
But I was already, they make them pretty strong though.
I know, but for us drinking like 4 of them last time and you struggling.
I was struggling bad. I was struggling this time. I can't finish.
And then we went to the other place.
The haunted place. What was it called?
Bowen House. Bowen House. Supposed to be haunted. And I had 2 espresso martinis. But they don't get me all hyped up. You know what I mean? No.
Does coffee do that to you though?
I don't know. I can't tell if it's just like something I need. Like, I don't know, or just that I'm used to it.
So you're not like
jittery? No.
Okay. Mm-mm. So if I drink Starbucks, I start to sweat and I'm jittery.
Oh, really?
I'm like, ooh, I got some energy. Yeah, I do. Starbucks is caffeine is on a different level.
I don't know. But
it's all about just wanting that coffee. But anyways.
Such a good time.
It was so much fun. I think I laughed. I haven't laughed this hard. You already laughed so hard. My stomach was hurting while I was laughing. I was like, I haven't seen my abs. I've never seen my abs. But I was like, hopefully I'll see my abs after this.
Were you laughing harder than when we were laughing on Saturday night when we stayed here?
Yes. I was laughing so, I'm telling you, it was hurting so bad. I had such a good time, but I was laughing at this girl, Jacqueline. I swear, her expressions and the comments that she makes are hilarious. I was like rolling. So was Bob. And Bob usually doesn't laugh.
Well,
he was laughing.
I hit the ground running when I came over here. So,
you know, I
made that joke. So I had these like... We had a roadie coming over here. We made a drink to like we get to Sujata's because we know we were gonna have like 20 minutes to hang out before we had to take an Uber. So we had we made drinks. And so I had vodka soda, and I turn and I'm like, Chaz, what are you drinking? He goes, my usual and and my usual brown. And I don't know what I said. Once you go brown, you always go down. And he was like.
Now it's in quote.
Yeah. And so, and then when I told Bob, I had to text you guys because I was so proud that I did that.
You should be proud.
And that's I had to text you guys because the kids were around.
Heck yeah.
And Chaz and the guys were like, for us or for y'all? I'm like, oh, no, this is not for y'all. No, this is pertaining to women.
Yes.
Once you go brown,
you
go down.
Yes, you go down.
Yes.
But I thought it was hilarious. What was he saying? We should put on t-shirts. Was it that guy yesterday who said put on the t-shirts?
Our Uber drive home.
Yes.
I don't remember that so much.
Yes, he did. He said that. He said, you need to put out that on
a shirt. I can't believe we told him about that.
Well, no, no, no. We didn't. We were having a conversation. So let me just say, both of our both of our Uber drivers were amazing.
So cool last night. Yes. They were so cool.
They were, I haven't, yeah, they were both so cool. So we were shocked. We were like, he didn't talk to us the whole time. Even when we walked in, he didn't talk. But we started having these conversations, and Jacqueline over here is talking about, you know, she makes her quote, and then you're talking about
what else
some racial stuff in there. And I was like, oh snap, I don't know what he's gonna think. And that's what goes through my mind. But you were just open. And then when you made that comment, what is it again?
Once you go brown you always go down.
He's like, wait, what? He's like, wait, what did you just say? And I was like, oh, what? But he was so cool, and he just wanted you to clarify what he meant.
What Sujata means is, like, I always talk about, whenever we're together, I always talk about Indians and Mexicans, because we're both that, and we laugh at each other. We make jokes about our own things, you know? You could totally do that.
For sure. But I was like, yes, that's what I meant, like the racial jokes. But, you know, I was like, I don't know where he's from or anything. So he's like, same thing for the girl.
Oh, yeah.
Bob was making some racial jokes, and I'm like, oh, my God, you don't know how they're going to take it in this
but she
day.
She was laughing, and she was, like, giving it to us, too.
Yeah.
It was awesome.
It was nice. It's nice to have
And so what's funny is last night we came in, and my clothes are just everywhere. I did a little story. Like, one boot was here, one boot was there. My dress was over there.
Like, when you got home for last night?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
And we did have sex. I know y'all didn't. You said no.
No, we didn't. No.
So, but he couldn't. He was like, you don't remember how I did it? And I was like, yeah, totally. Uh-huh. And he was like, oh. So you will be proud of me.
Okay.
So.
You breathed.
This morning, he stayed home from work, right?
Uh-huh.
And he's like, hey, I think when I come back from the dentist, we can have, like, sex. I was like, but I have to take a shower, right? You know?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm doing some stuff. I'm already feeling, like, not productive. So I get home and I get my bearings. And, like, around 10 o'clock, we had to have someone come over to fix our garage, you know? Mm-hmm. And so they were there at 10:30, and so, like, at 10:20 at 10:40 he texts me. It's like, hey, I'm on my way.
Uh-huh.
And I said, well, someone's here. Someone's here fixing our garage. And when he came home, he goes, you scheduled this on purpose. And I had forgot. I said, no, I forgot. Like, I did schedule it, you know, yesterday. So when they left, you know, I took a shower and stuff. And then that's when John Christ commented on our freaking reel
of
him.
The heck?
That is amazing, first off. And so when I saw him respond finally, because I've been tagging him.
Oh, you have been?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. And then I stopped a little, like, today and yesterday, because I was like, I don't want to keep tagging him. I'm probably, like, bothering him.
Yeah,
right?
yeah.
Well, then he responded with that, and it was the funniest thing. He said, this guy needs a therapist.
Yes.
And I died. I literally was like, oh my gosh, Chaz. And so he was like, that's funny. So I think I got sidetracked from, like, doing anything. And then Chaz was on a call. So what I was trying to do is, like, I sent him an eggplant and a peach emoji.
Uh-huh.
And I was trying to videotape his reaction to see, like, if I could hear him from across the house, like, oh, hell yeah, or whatever, you know, or, like, how he came into the bedroom.
Yeah.
But he kind of, like, did it, like, in a sexy way, so I didn't want to videotape that, you know?
Yeah.
And and so it wasn't funny, right? It wasn't, like, something funny. Yeah. So we had day sex.
Oh my, 2 days in a row.
Yeah.
Hey, that's really
and
good.
It was, like, great.
Okay.
Great during the day.
Oh my gosh.
And
you're free tonight.
I had two orgasms.
Oh, damn. Girl.
Yeah. First, you know, when he went down, Brown went down.
Yep.
And then my vibrator, which I'm going to share because it is so good. And
same
I just
one
feel
that
like,
you told me.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, mine stopped working.
Oh.
But I got a refund.
Okay. You actually sent them something?
No, you don't send them. It was less than a year. So I'm like, what the heck? Like, this is.
It was also like $12.
Yeah, but I wanted to, like, why is it not working? But yeah, I made sure. Well, I let them know.
Yeah. Well, it, like, lasted so long for $12. You think, like, a dollar a month for a vibrator. That's
I've only used it, like, a few times.
Because you're so sensitive.
I am. That thing, I'm like, oh, yes. Super, super sensitive.
So then, you know, I didn't have any makeup on or anything. And so Chaz was like, hey, do you want to go have lunch? Uh-huh. And I'm like, yeah, let's go. Let's go somewhere nice. Hudson House, right?
Yeah.
So he's like, I said, I'm going to need about like 20 minutes to get ready. He goes, I'm gonna need less than that. And that what I thought about was like, there's so many things that girls have to do even after day sex.
Yeah.
To like, you know what I mean? That they just can just pull their boxers back up and just go. You know what I mean?
Yes. They got nothing to worry about.
What the fuck?
They just, yeah, we have to put ourselves together and make sure we don't smell and clean and all that stuff. Yes.
Right?
Yep. Yep.
And so anyway, we went to Hudson House and I'm like, gosh, all I have to do is get a nice lunch just to like have sex. And he was like, yeah, I think we both win on that one. I was like, yeah, I guess so.
Look at that.
So yeah, so going back. Yeah. Yes. So going back to it, I have so much energy now and life.
Does he have?
Because I have two orgasms, day sex, and he was spent. Because remember we talked about when guys have an orgasm, they like want to pass out and go to sleep. We, on the other hand, are like, woo, let's hang these curtains up. Let me get these things. You know what I mean? Like rejuvenated.
Yes. I feel so. Yes. You feel alive.
I know. I felt way alive. And he was like, I could take a nap. I'm like, I'm ready to go.
Let's go to lunch. Gave you some. Get it.
I need truffle fries. I need a Diet Coke stat.
Are those truffle fries good?
So good. But they don't give you a lot.
Yeah, that's a small little.
I know. I remember I went there with one of our other friends and we had to get like two.
Yeah, yeah.
Two of them. But we shared a salad. So it's all about balance. So, oh my gosh. And so anyway, speaking about balancing.
Yeah.
I'm starting to take my supplements.
Yep.
Yeah. So maybe about a month ago. I've been feeling like you were, and it's caught up to me, and I thought it was my lifestyle, but I'm like, you know what? I shouldn't have to feel like this. I shouldn't have to feel sluggish. The brain fog was getting to me.
That brain fog is real.
Yeah. It's real. And I had three babies, and I think like each time they stole more and more of stuff for me. And, okay, here we go.
I have to say that I'm always like, wait, what was I talking about? And like retract back. Yeah. But I always do. I do it so much. I'm like, wait, what were we just talking about?
Yes.
Yes. Okay.
Okay. So, I was feeling sluggish, not motivated. Like I used to be able to, and you know, get all my steps in before like 10 a.m. And you were like, holy shit, how are you so like doing everything already? I was like painting my house at like 10 a.m. almost done.
I'm over here doing nothing. Don't tell Bob.
I know. And now I wake up and I'm like, after I drop the girls off at school, I'm gonna come back and get into bed. And like, you know, like 8 out of 10 times that does not happen, but that's how I feel.
Yes.
You know, and I never used to be like that. I get sweaty. Like I'm spending $200 on some fucking sheets so that I don't have night sweats.
Right.
And it doesn't happen all the time, right?
Right.
But it happens often enough.
Yeah.
And I can't sleep with nothing on me. I have to have a blanket.
Yep.
Was
the sheets Cozy Earths?
What? What'd you say?
Cozy Earths?
No, it's another brand. Okay. But I ended up having to return this one brand because it did not work.
It was hard. Yeah. Yeah. You tell me that. Okay.
And so this one is great. Like it actually feels cool.
Okay.
Cool to you.
Yes.
You know, and they're soft. They're like bamboo and they're really, really soft.
Okay. Okay.
And so spending $200 on sheets and then I just get really hot quick.
Me too. Yep. I pull that leg out of the blanket and kind of let it air out and stuff.
Yeah. We got to let air shit out.
Like never sleep with socks on.
I know. But just all these things, right?
Yeah.
And so this influencer we follow, she had talked about how she thought she was going through perimenopause because she had all the same symptoms that I just listed. Turns out she wasn't.
Yep.
And she went through this company. It's like a virtual homeopathic
Yep.
Doctors, right? And I think that is the way that we prefer to go now for stuff like that, because, you know, it's just like newer and not specifically like by the books. I think it's really tailored to each individual.
Yes.
And so what they did was they took, they sent some blood work orders to like LabCorp, and I went and they took 10 vials of blood and I had a fast. And then it took about 2 weeks to mm-hmm. get the results, and then they schedule you for an appointment to go over your results. Mm-hmm. And so, they did that, and then it's so extensive because I did not realize, and I now know that I didn't bring my book, which is
how long did they get on the phone and have that consultation?
It was probably about an hour.
Okay.
And they went through each level.
That's good. Okay.
Oh, this is super unhelpful. I didn't even bring my notepad.
You just came back from having like a midday sex and then lunch. So
Oh my gosh.
But I do remember some of the word thing. Do you need your labs? Is that what you're looking for?
Well, no, I went over. So what I was going to do is go over all the things, all the hormone stuff that they gave me. And why? So I'm taking testosterone. I need to take testosterone injections twice a week. Mm-hmm. And I'm okay.
Why? And what are you supposed to feel? Like, I've been on testosterone, but like, what did they say? Because that gives you a burst of energy too,
energy,
like a motivation,
quicker
and brain
recovery,
fog.
Yep. Brain fog.
And we did talk about the side effects.
Yes,
because you're on spironolactone. Remember,
yes.
I told
okay.
you.
So the side effects of taking testosterone for women is hair loss. Mm-hmm. Hair thinning, but you also grow hair in the places yes. you'd kind of really not want it to. Like,
and I think the reason why is it goes down it converts over mm-hmm. to the wrong one. It's like the androgens.
Okay.
Like the male, mm-hmm. It's like DHT is one of the ones that are not good. So your body converts over. That's why you have those side effects.
Yes. And like you could, break out mm-hmm. like pimples and stuff. She did say like your libido should increase too.
Yes.
But I'm on spironolactone, mm-hmm. so those should not happen to me.
Yes, you won't have the side effects.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I'm taking lots of vitamin D.
Mm-hmm.
They B12. Have
you, yes.
And then the turmeric, the
curcumin
uh-huh. for inflammation.
Yep.
And then she said my cholesterol, the good one. The T8, what is it?
The HDL.
Yes, was off the chain.
Yes.
She was like, you are great.
Yes, you. I told you that.
Yeah, but
you
I just
need to
hear
from a doctor.
It, you know what
you're
I
like,
mean?
You're like, you're not a doctor, Pajatha.
But I mean, I apologize, you guys. I will bring those notes next time.
But you had another one. You had a thyroid booster.
Mm-hmm.
Did you see that? The
yes.
supplement you had?
Yes.
What was that for?
I know I have it in my notes.
Okay, my bad.
So in this company, I'm sorry, I know I'm being a little bit more vague than I wanted to, but this company, they send you all those. So you agree to like whatever recommendations that they are going to have you do. And there is a testosterone cream, but you have to put it on daily.
Yeah, not really. I have a testosterone cream.
So she said I would have to use it daily.
Oh,
and you put it like either on in the inside of your elbows
or like down or by your thighs, inner thighs.
Inner thighs. And she said also that it takes longer to kind of like kick in and get in your system and stuff like that.
Okay.
And
okay.
I mean, that makes sense. Injections are going to
go straight in. Yeah.
So I was like, I don't have a problem.
But you have to administer it yourself,
myself
though,
up.
Right? Okay.
Yeah. Because I mean, shit, girl, I had Laurel through IVF. I'm used to like giving myself shots all
okay.
the time, so
okay.
that doesn't freak me out. And so, I had my terzepatide.
Yeah, you were doing
too.
It yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
So, I was like, yeah, I don't mind shooting myself up. Like, that's fine. So, I am on day 4, and they send you like a whole. It's a box. It's a whole roll.
Mm-hmm.
And the night. The AM and PM are on the same roll. So you just grab the next packet and it's ready to go.
So convenient.
It's super convenient. It's all sealed up. They deliver to you. I didn't have to leave my house except for the blood work. It is amazing. So I'll share that. I'll have a link to their site. But mm-hmm. so far, you know, I've not had any, like, the only side effect that I've noticed so far is my pee super neon.
That's the B12.
And, yeah. And she said it was, she's like, don't freak out.
Yeah.
It doesn't smell any different. No. It just is super bright.
Yes. Fluorescent. Yeah.
But I'm excited because I did find out that I am not in perimenopause.
Yep.
And long story short, all of this should help with everything that I had listed all the symptoms.
Yeah, and your vitamin D was very, very low.
Super low.
So that's another hormone.
So what that really means, though, is we need an immediate girls' trip to the beach for some sun.
Yeah.
Vitamin D.
But that's true, but it depends on people. A lot of people can't convert. For us Indians, we can't convert to vitamin D.
Really?
Yeah, I was. We had come back from Italy.
Is it because y'all are dark?
No, it's just the way it metabolizes and like it converts over. Like that sun ray doesn't convert to vitamin D. So I had just come back from Italy and we were around the sun for like 2-3 weeks. And I thought I'd gotten all the vitamin D. And when I went to, me and Bob were actively trying also.
Yeah.
And that's when they told me, your vitamin D is like seriously low. So don't even try getting pregnant.
And I was like, is that when you learned Indians don't convert?
Yeah. I did, because I was like, I've just been in the sun the whole time. How do I mean, all day you're outside, you're walking outside the whole time, you're not inside.
Yeah.
And so I was like, oh, I was outside. And she's like, you are critically low, do not even try getting pregnant.
Wow.
It was that low. So I think I had to get on like 125,000 units or like,
yeah, such mine is high, huge. Because you even said mine was extremely low.
Yes, but I think mine was even lower than yours.
Damn.
So, what I wanted to say is it's another hormone, and a lot of conventional doctors do not test vitamin D, so you have to ask for that.
Yes.
And
there was a lot of other blood work was able, that they checked for, like, markers that you said you hadn't even had checked.
I have, but they were very smart about it, because, like, I know to ask those, and I know... But I was surprised to see it in yours.
Yeah, like standard.
Yes,
that's what
like
they check
DHEA
for.
And all the details on the testosterone. But vitamin D is something, ladies, I would recommend that everybody gets tested for vitamin D.
I also have fish oil, something like that.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because that could be contributing to your tiredness and lack of motivation, anxiety, all of that. So vitamin D is something that should be... checked.
Yeah, and she mentioned cortisol.
Yes.
And I wrote it down and I wanted to share with everyone, because I know a lot of our listeners are around our age and have and even if you're not, this is what you get to look forward to.
You do, and I just want to do, I have done the saliva, the cortisol saliva.
Yes.
And it's our lifestyle, so we have to make a point to just have some downtime. We're on a go, go, go.
So cortisol also is influenced also by like stress.
Yes. So you have to watch your stress.
So if your cortisol level is either low or high, I can't remember which one.
It can be either.
Okay. I know. But like she specifically said, if it is either high or low, I can't remember which one.
Uh-huh.
No matter how you eat or exercise, you will never lose weight.
So it's, like I said, it's if it's high or low, that's it happens to both.
Okay.
So if it's high cortisol or low cortisol, you can your weight's not going to budge.
Yes. And you're so gonna I feel found bad. That super interesting, because you hear all the time.
Yes.
I couldn't lose weight. I mean, I'm eating super healthy. I'm working out all the time and I cannot lose weight. That could be a reason why.
Yes.
And she talked about my levels, which is, it was fine, but it's not a true level, because I did fast, but it takes a snapshot of where you're at. So it could have been, my levels could be different, like at 4 o'clock or, you know, 8 o'clock
at
night.
So you need a four, like a four.
Yeah. So what they do offer also, which you've done, is a spit test.
Yeah. Saliva test.
Saliva test. Mm-hmm. So you spit 4 times a day and you submit it to them and they get your true cortisol level through that.
Yes.
But again, it could be why you can't lose weight.
Mm-hmm. And then sometimes you'll see, and it'll reflect on those 4 points, the saliva test. you'll see it either be high or low, right? It can be morning, it can be super low, and then it can go really high. You can have it where it's not like averaging out. But you, sometimes we all feel this 2 or 3 o'clock slump, right? Yeah. Like we're like, oh, I'm so tired thing. A lot of it is your cortisol.
Yeah.
So just keep that in mind. If you're having those moments where you're like, I can't keep my eyes, I just want to go take a nap after lunch or 2 or 3 o'clock, that's a sign that cortisol is like not regulated.
Yeah.
You know, and that's not.
And you know, we're all, we, and like we said, stress, anxiety, and you know, we both.
Yeah.
So she did say like, that's probably why, you know, you were able to lose so much weight on the tirzepatide because, or why you couldn't lose weight before that, you know?
Yeah.
It's because it could have been due to your cortisol. I mean, we have kids, we're moms, are stressful, but also like, you know, just having a special needs child.
Yes.
Is, I mean, no matter if everything happens great that day.
Yes.
You still are going to being anxious.
Yes.
You know? And so that's, you know, that's a, that was a really good point that she said to me and I did not know. So I definitely wanted to put that out there to anyone who didn't know or it doesn't make sense because it, to me, it doesn't make sense, right? How this one level will determine, like, no matter what you do, it won't make a difference.
Well, yeah. Like, I mean, your weight is not something that your body is focusing on, right? That's the last thing, your weight loss. So it's just trying to make sure everything else is regulated versus your weight, right? Yeah. So I think it's, this one thing is important. It, you know, it, the cortisol levels are very, very important in order for the whole function to like regulate your whole body to regulate properly. So I think we all need to keep in mind on how we handle stress. Now we, that is not something that we can eliminate from our life or anything like that. You can't avoid it. So basically we just have to be more conscious of it and just like I said, like breathe in and out so you can release and just be at like more of a parasympathetic, am I saying that right? Mode. You know what I'm saying? So just keep in mind on your stress levels.
Yes.
And I don't think we realize how much stress we're in.
Yeah. I mean,
I'm not saying stressed out, but you know what I'm saying? Like, we're going to have to go there. Okay. We got to pick up here. Like in between those times, just take a breather.
Yeah. So I'm really glad that I'm really excited to get back to how I used to be.
Yeah.
Because I don't know, I just feel like I can't get shit done. I can't just let this go. You know, like if there's things I can do to address it and I don't want to say fix it, but, you know, not have those symptoms anymore, then, you know, I'm going to do whatever it takes. But it was super, like I said, it's super convenient. And as far as money wise, it was really affordable.
Yeah.
And they also work with a lot of insurances, which is really rare.
Yes.
For, because your in-person doesn't.
No, I don't think they take insurance.
It's really rare that they take insurance.
Yeah.
So if you have any questions or whatever, you know, definitely, definitely reach out to either one of us.
Yes.
Because you're on, what do you take?
Supplement wise? I'm on all the vitamins you can think of, multivitamin D.
Okay.
So I have to take vitamin D every single day. So I take about 5,000 units of fish oil. I do take DHEA. Remember I said your DHEA was normal?
Yeah.
Mine is super, super low, like super low. That is another lab marker you should really, really check is your DHEA. Because that's like the mother of your, like that produces your, all your hormones, like your estrogen and progesterone. So like if that's not there and that's not sufficient, it's not going to, so that's why I'm in low in all my hormones. But, I do take one, I wanted to say, I do take a cortisol, supplement. It's an adaptogen so it can handle, even if it goes super high or go super low, it has helped me with my energy level, like on a different level. And it's not like super highs, but my cortisol was all over the place. So I do take a supplement for that.
Also talk about what you do, what oil, your castor oil.
Oh my gosh, that's another thing I take. Okay, so we all know my liver enzymes are not as perfect as
I, again, I tell you, follow my plan and you too can have a happy liver, okay?
So yes, I've been struggling.
That's why I call it happy hour. Just call it happy liver.
I know. I wish. Like, your numbers were so perfect. And I was like, my liver enzymes, which is ALT and AST, those are the two liver enzymes. Mm-hmm. One of them, I think it was AST, was higher, just slightly, and it kept going higher. And I don't understand why, because I feel like I don't do anything to create that, where the numbers were going higher and higher. Mm-hmm. So basically, my liver's not detoxing as well it needs to be. That's why I do a coffee enema. And then I do a castor oil pack over my liver. But while you're doing this castor oil and you're doing coffee enema, you also have to you're detoxing your liver. You cannot just detox it without taking a binder, because you're releasing all these toxins and needs to bind to something so you can poop it out. Mm-hmm. Okay. So I do a castor oil over my belly button and over my liver about 3-4 times a week. And I will tell you, I have bowel movements every single morning, and you feel a good release. So that helps my liver.
Are
my liver
like
numbers.
Do you wake up and poop right away?
Yes. Without anything.
You're like a dude.
Really?
Yeah. Men can poop right when they wake up.
I'll be a dude any day. That's the best feeling. You feel so.
Oh, I feel great taking a shit.
So I don't drink coffee. I drink my mushroom coffee decaf coffee, but I don't need that but it's a feeling. You feel like you feel great after doing a castor oil. So that's been helping my liver.
But
detox.
You have to put it on. So you tell them how you do
it. So I have a organic flannel cotton cloth
that she got from Amazon.
Yeah, I got from Amazon
specifically for oil, like
for castor oils,
mm-hmm.
for the liver. You just put a little, like take a tablespoon and just kind of put it over the cotton cloth. And then you put it on top of your liver, and I wrap it around. At first, I would just do it for an hour, and then over my liver, and I put a heating pad on top of it. And I do it for only an hour just so my body can get used to it. Now I have it overnight, and I don't put a heating pad on because I'm pretty hot at night anyways.
Yeah.
So I just wear it overnight.
And why do you do it in your belly button?
To help digestion. I just started that.
So you put it on a cotton ball, and then you put it in your belly?
No, I just take a little bit on my finger and just kind of rub it in there. And then that piece of cloth that goes over my liver covers my belly button also.
Okay, okay.
Just remember, castor oil does not come off of anything. Does not come off.
It stains.
It stains, and it will, no matter what you wash, it will not come off. So I just get some.
So that's why you need like that belt, that cloth cover.
Yes, yes. But it's one of the best things I've done. So it's nice to have that natural.
Can I ask you something? How do you leave the house? Because you do so many things, right?
Uh-huh.
You're like, you do coffee enemas, you do the binder thing, you do like sit for an hour with the pad. You don't use public restrooms. Like, how are you?
I don't know where she's going with this.
Like, how do you even leave the house? Like, have time to leave the house when you're doing all these things here?
I don't know. I mean, I do it at nighttime, and I got up in the morning, used the restroom, and I made my coffee enema, and I went straight to doing that. Just, it feels good. The aftermath of everything, I feel so refreshed and so good.
Mm-hmm. Now, for as long as you've been doing, okay, so I just started my vitamin stuff. I just started all that, right? So I can't say, oh yeah, it's working or not, but I will be able to say that, and I'll give feedback.
Mm-hmm.
What I'm raving about is like the convenience, the fact that they checked all these levels, the prepared and supplements in little packets and all of that. Like, I am game on, I'm on board, all of that. In terms of like results and like the symptoms reducing, I will have to talk about that later and see how that feels, right? But like, you've been doing it for a while, your thing. Has it made a difference in your levels? Like,
okay, so yes, my liver levels have gone down. My liver, they have gone down. How I feel is a whole different level.
Like
though.
All the cleanses that you've done, has those, what they were supposed to do, have they done that?
Yes.
Okay.
They have.
Okay.
I'm on a good progress.
Good.
To add to it, I'm also doing a mold detox also. shush your mouth. I'm doing a mold detox also. Oh, hey, my God. Anything to exactly. feel better.
Okay. Okay. What, how do you, because there's mold everywhere.
There is mold everywhere, but my body doesn't detox it as well. I've got tons of supplements. There's a lot of supplements. If you saw what I take, yours comes in a packet. If you saw what I do.
It would be like a big Ziploc that they'd have to ship to you. Like, girl, crate it.
I got like 15 containers here, 10 containers in my bedroom and whatnot. But I do a mold protocol. I'll probably be doing it for another year.
Okay. What is this? You just take a vitamin, another supplement.
Yeah.
That?
I take about four or five supplements a day in this liquid. Something called, I'll look it up, but I know the name of it, but I'm just making sure it's correct. I take that and I'll be taking it for the next year just because I feel really, really good. And then I'll take some tests to make sure that mold is down. But yeah, I'm doing a mold detox, heavy metals, and parasite. You heard about my parasite?
I know. And listen, at the end of the day, we all have parasites and we all have microplastics.
We do.
In our bodies.
But not everybody's body can detox so well. Just remember that. Your body can detox everything, but mine can't, okay? So I have to do other things to make sure my liver can detox stuff. But, you know, we go back to another thing, and I know we're going off on a tangent, but, like, they say your body, your organs hold on to some sort of trauma here and there. So we'll kind of see. I'm kind of experimenting with the therapy to see if it detoxes any of my liver trauma, whatever I have. If it's
so last night we were talking about we were gonna all do the ayahuasca retreat.
Yes.
And I'm totally on board.
Yes.
Bob's on board. You are kind of you don't want to go the first time, right?
I do want to go, but I want to watch y'all first.
You can't do that.
I know, obviously I can't do that.
But would you join us?
Yes.
Okay.
I feel like, you know, we were talking about facing our demons, right? And mm-hmm. I just feel like this is a different way to go through therapy. I mean, everybody has some sort of trauma.
Yeah.
Childhood, whatever. Something is stuck in within us. I didn't believe it so much till a lot later at this age. Uh-huh. But I will do it just by some of the experiences, the friends that I've done it.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm scared because, like, you're vomiting or you're having diarrhea, so it's coming out one end or another end and it's in front of everybody.
Yeah. So okay, so I don't really have a problem with that, right? So Chaz, we're trying to convince Chaz to do it. He's all game, but he's like, I don't want to sign up to like throw up or poop myself, you know. And I was like, but Chaz, don't you want to get rid of those demons? I said, no one's gonna know. Everyone's gonna be so fucked up.
And they're focused on themselves rather than they're like, oh, we don't know who's Chaz. We're gonna watch Chaz the whole time.
Yeah, he goes, you have a bucket? And I was like, he goes, I don't want anyone to look at me shit in a bucket. I was like, no one's gonna care. No one's gonna notice. They're gonna be off doing their own thing.
They're
you
trying
know?
To fight their own demons.
Yes.
But you know what? I think what I'm afraid of, and I think I've told you this before, is not being in control. Like, some people wander off into the jungle and, like, you know, I don't know how my body's going to react. And that's what I'm afraid of.
But no matter what you end up doing, right? Like, you won't care afterwards.
I won't, but, like.
And no one's going to know what you're doing. You know what I mean? Like, there's no one there going to see you trip balls and be like, oh my God, Sujata, like, did this.
I'm not afraid of
that. Because
there's
no one there. Okay.
I don't care about anybody else.
This is just you losing control.
It's me. I don't care about anybody else mm-hmm. out there. I just want to be like, if I go into the jungle and go off a cliff or something, like, I want to be in control of that. Do you see what I'm saying? I don't want to do anything crazy.
So you want to make the conscious decision to jump off the cliff. You don't want it to be part of
the ayahuasca. Yeah, I want to be in control. Yes, making me do things. Because I hear people are out there like randomly.
I know, but I think this is like a safer way to do it because you said we're in a pavilion.
Yes, but that's where all of.
I know,
you can head
I know,
off anywhere.
I know, but there's no cliffs here. So like, I'll let you know that there's not going to be any fucking bears, werewolves or like
there's
anything.
There's definitely someone that there's, I think there's shamans.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
There's going to be two or three of them there.
Yeah. And I'm sure they'll help. You know, there's a like an electric fence that you can't go past.
And you know, I cry every time I vomit.
Sometimes I have to cry when I take a big poop.
Yeah, you do. I've never had that, but Bob has to be behind me and I'm
That's
crying.
That's why I know I'm not down for, you know, that part. that position because a kid just got here. I'm not down for that position because I already know I tear up sometimes when it's coming out. And I'm calling my friends. I'm like, oh, my God. I have to push. And I don't want to push.
I've never been in that situation. Well, I mean.
Hey, what's up? Hey, how was school?
Hi, baby. Bye.
We're, okay. Oh, I do. Okay, so I did have to stay this weekend over here because the fumes in my house were crazy. And yes. We had such a great time.
We had so much fun. It was like one big family. Mm-hmm. It's one big family.
Yeah.
And our kids like played with each other. They were so good. Like Laurel slept with Rhea and Aryan.
I know.
She was right between them. And Aryan would wake up and she'd be staring at him. And he'd wake up.
Oh, because she doesn't close her eyes all the way when she sleeps.
Oh, she's like me. Like you look like you're awake.
Yeah.
Well, he thought she was awake and just staring at her. And then he said, hi, Laurel. And she said something back to him, I think. But like,
yeah, she does.
And so he was so happy. He just loves it when people are over.
Oh, my gosh. And then last night, the picture she showed me this morning, I forgot. Like, I was like, she was got on to Rhea.
Yeah, she was over there.
The kids were passed out. Yeah, the kids were passed out on the couches. And so I just went.
Sat on top of her and you're just kind of like
caressing
her. And I'm like, and then Rhea's like this morning, she goes, I don't remember how I got into bed, but all I remember is Miss Jacqueline was sitting on top of me, petting me.
And then Chai went over there and was like,
pet me. You'll see it on Instagram. Look on our Instagram. Mm. You'll see Chai Chai and
Oh my gosh. Our
kiddos passed out. But it was so much fun.
It was so much fun. We've had some recent good moments. Like, honestly, just like laughing to myself about some dumb shit that we do. Let's say.
This girl was worried about everybody can hear Chaz in the restaurant yesterday. You're like, shh, shh.
He was getting so loud.
And I was like, what?
And then what did I say? What did I say? I said something about, would it taint? They were like, you're over here saying taint so fucking loud.
I know.
I don't even know why we said that, but we just go off on a tangent. We don't even care.
We don't. We do. We're. We do.
Anyway, all right. Well, sorry I couldn't get on like my details that I wanted to do. I blame the tequila. But I'll do that next time. I'll link the company that I used to do all my testing and stuff. In case you were interested or had any questions, just DM us on our Instagram page, Authentically Moms. Rate us and review us wherever you're listening to this. We love your support. We love you listening to all your friends.
Tune in next week. You'll talk about your details and I will talk a little bit more about perimenopause next week.
That's right.
I'll get all my details and kind of tell you what exact symptoms I've had and how do I know that I'm starting perimenopause and all that kind of stuff. So,
all right. Well, you do you.
Yep.
Bye.
Bye.